and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Amy, and I'll be reading today's passages on this Tuesday, June 7th. We'll be in Numbers 11, Psalm 12, and 2 Corinthians 6, verses 1 through 13. We'll begin with Numbers 11. Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord, and when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. When the people cried out to Moses, he prayed to the Lord and fire died down. So the place was called Taberah because the fire from the Lord had burned among them. The rabble with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites started wailing and said, "If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we have lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna." The manna was like coriander seed and looked like resin. The people went around gathering it and then ground it in a handmill or crushed it in a mortar. They cooked it in a pot or made it into loaves, and it tasted like something made with olive oil. When the dew settled on the camp at night, the manna also came down. Moses heard the people of every family wailing at the entrance to their tents. The Lord became exceedingly angry, and Moses was troubled. He asked the Lord, "Why have you brought this trouble on your servant? What have I done to displease you that you put the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? Why do you tell me to carry them in my arms as a nurse carries an infant to the land you promised on oath to their ancestors? Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me, 'Give us meat to eat.' I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. If this is how you are going to treat me, please go ahead and kill me, if I have found favor in your eyes, and do not let me face my own ruin." The Lord said to Moses, "Bring me 70 of Israel's elders who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent of meeting, that they may stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take some of the power of the Spirit that is on you and put it on them. They will share the burden of the people with you, so that you will not have to carry it alone. Tell the people, 'Consecrate yourselves in preparation for tomorrow, when you will eat meat. The Lord heard you when you wailed, 'If only we had meat to eat, we were better off in Egypt.' Now the Lord will give you meat, and you will eat it. You will not eat it for just one day or 2 days or 5, 10, or 20 days, but for a whole month until it comes out of your nostrils and you loathe it because you have rejected the Lord who is among you and have wailed before him saying, 'Why did we ever leave Egypt?'" But Moses said, "Here I am among 600,000 men on foot and you say, 'I will give them meat to eat for a whole month.' Would they have enough if flocks and herds were slaughtered for them? Would they have enough if all the fish in the sea were caught for them?" The Lord answered Moses, "Is the Lord's arm too short? Now you will see whether or not what I say will come true for you." So Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said. He brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with him, and he took some of the power of the Spirit that was on him and put it on 70 elders. When the Spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but did not do so again. However, two men, whose names were Eldad and Medad, had remained in the camp. They were listed among the elders, but did not go out to the tent. Yet the Spirit also rested on them, and they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' aide since youth, spoke up and said, "Moses, my lord, stop them." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." Then Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. Now a wind went out from the Lord and drove quail in from the sea. It scattered them up to 2 cubits deep all around the camp, as far as a day's walk in any direction. All that day and night and all the next day, the people went out and gathered quail. No one gathered less than 10 omers. Then they spread them out all around the camp. But while the meat was still between their teeth and before it could be consumed, the anger of the Lord burned against the people, and he struck them with a severe plague. Therefore the place was named Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people who craved other food. From Kibroth Hattaavah, the people traveled to Hazeroth and stayed there. Oh man, there's so much happening in Numbers 11, and I'm reminded just of how much amnesia we have as people. The Israelites are looking back on Egypt, and as my favorite songwriter Sarah Groves would say, they're painting pictures of Egypt, but they're leaving out what it lacked. They're thinking about the food and the provision that they remember in Egypt, and they've forgotten the slavery that the Lord redeemed them from. And so they're complaining and asking for meat, and so the Lord gives them what they want, but it's actually not really what they need. And I'm reminded too of the Lord's great provision. Moses questions God, and God says, "Is my arm too short?" Moses says, "We could kill all the flocks and we could get all the fish from the sea and it wouldn't feed all these people." And the Lord says, "I alone can provide." And just how this points forward to God's provision in the New Testament. Think about the feeding of the 5,000 and how Jesus takes what seems to be little and makes it to be abundant. Today's reading from the book of Psalms comes from Psalm 12. For the director of music, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for no one is faithful anymore. Those who are loyal have vanished from the human race. Everyone lies to their neighbor. They flatter with their lips, but harbor deception in their hearts. May the Lord silence all flattering lips and every boastful tongue. Those who say, "By our own tongues we will prevail, our own lips will defend us. Who is Lord over us?" Because the poor are plundered and the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will protect them from those who malign them. And the words of the Lord are flawless, like silver purified in a crucible, like gold refined 7 times. You, Lord, will keep the needy safe and will protect us forever from the wicked, who freely strut about when what is vile is honored by the human race. Today's New Testament passage is 2 Corinthians 6. We'll read verses 1 through 13. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, "In the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, now is the day of salvation. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, and distresses, in beatings, imprisonment, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open wide your hearts also. So here in the first part of 2 Corinthians 6, Paul is commending him and commending his fellow ministers and their ministry to the Corinthians, just reminding them of the dedication Paul had in seeing the Corinthians come to know Christ more deeply. And Paul has written, this is his second letter that we know of to the church, and written back and forth. And You can just hear from the tone how much Paul loves them and desires for them to know the Lord and to grow in their faith. He speaks to them as if he's their father and they're his children. And I also am struck by verse 10. Paul says that they are sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. Just reminded of the already but not yet of the Christian life, that in this life we have trouble. Paul and his teammates faced persecution, and in this life we will face difficulty, whether or not that's persecution because of suffering, because of our faith, which is what Paul dealt with, but just because of the brokenness of this world. And yet there is this hope that we have that can't be vanquished because of Christ, that we can be sorrowful and yet always rejoicing. We can have nothing, and yet because of Christ, we possess everything, because our eternal life is secure in Him and our identity is found in Him and not found in what the world values. Will you pray with me? Lord, we are grateful for reminders in Your Word of Your provision. As I think back to the Israelites, would You help us to be people who are quick to see Your hand and to give You thanks for it, Lord, that we would not be those who are hard of heart, who are quick to look back and to reminisce the past, or who doubt Your provision and doubt Your faithfulness. But God, would You give us hearts that are quick to worship and to recognize that You are sovereign, that You are faithful, that You are good. We thank You for Jesus and that our hope is in Him. Whether we are sorrowful or we are rejoicing, wherever this podcast might find us today, Lord, remind us that in You we have everything we need for life and for godliness and for salvation. We thank You for Christ. Amen.